Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial said correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. We don't normally take calls, but we can if you've got something that's germane to the discussion and you'd like to share it and help teach the class or ask a question that will help teach the class. I'll be glad to have you phone in. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning? I hope the call quality is a bit better than it was recently.
Well, so I understand that you did something something way out of the ordinary, something that most people wouldn't even consider doing. And you wanted to get a headset. And what did you do to go get that headset?
I hiked 20 kilometers into the nearest town. And with my horse, because I had other things I wanted to do as well. I wanted to give my horse some proper pack training, which involves her actually carrying a load for a long distance. And it's something that used to happen. It was up until about 100 years ago, it was a fairly common thing for somebody to have a pack horse and for them to hike this sort of distance in a single day. But people don't do that anymore because internal combustion engines became a thing. But this ties into what I really want to talk about today. I as I was waking up a couple of days ago, the Holy Spirit impressed on my heart that I had to get that horse, Lily, and I had to put a pack on her, and I had to hike into town, and I had to get the headset. And I had to get some other things that I needed and that I had to hike home. And I knew that I had to do this at some stage. I knew that I had to learn to do this and teach Lily to do this at some stage. But I really wasn't wanting to do it because I knew how I would feel afterwards, which is, you know, in my body, which is stiff and sore. Sums it up in a nutshell. Shuffling around the farm sums it up in a nutshell. But, you know, and oh gosh, how many hours did I sleep today, which is the 24 hours after I did the journey? I would have slept about between 16 and 18 hours in the last 24 hours. So it's not something that I took lightly, but I did it, and I hiked in there 20 kilometres. I don't know how much that is in miles, but you could probably work it out.
It's 12 and a half miles.
20 kilometres.
12 and a half miles.
12 and a half miles.
So that's a 25-mile round trip.
And then 25-mile round trip or a 40-kilometre round trip hiking with my pack horse and with a certain set of boots. So thank you very much for the donor of those boots. You know who you are. It is very, very much appreciated. But I can tell you, should I tell it? Gosh, I was dilly-dallying on that day because I woke up at about 5 a.m. The Holy Spirit had been speaking into my heart since about 2 a.m. and I'd been in a half-wake, half-sleep state, okay, since about 2 or 3 a.m. And I finally woke up at about 5 a.m. and I said, or 5 or 5:30 or thereabouts, and I said, okay, I've had enough. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. All right. Okay, I'm going to do it. And so I started preparing for this hike, but it was 10:30 until I left, okay, because I was delaying leaving, and the Holy Spirit was saying, go on, go, go, go on, off you go. We're going to run out of day. And that's how the Holy Spirit speaks to me sometimes. He has to get me motivated to do stuff. And sometimes he speaks in a still, small voice, of course, as well, like, just go and do that. And it always turns out well, and I know that voice. I know it well. And when I do it, everything always turns out great. Anyway, I was out the door at 10:30 a.m., and it took me until 2:30 p.m. to get into town, and I left town at around about 4 p.m., and I arrived back at my place at about 9:15 p.m., and I had a few breaks along the way home because I was feeling a bit more tired. So I would sit. But the horse, Lily, she wanted to keep going. I think she could have gone another 40 kilometres. But I was absolutely stonkered, is a word we have in Australia. And I don't know if you've ever heard the word stonkered before. But it means absolutely tired, beyond tiredness. But I did it. And I said, okay, I'm going to put the horse in the stable, give her some hay, make sure she's got water, unload the pack, light the fire, maybe make a cup of tea, but if I fall asleep, it's okay. And I did end up making a cup of tea, but I fell asleep. And I didn't wake up until the sun was well up in the sky. And usually these days I'm awake at about sometime between 5:30 and 6:30 a.m. So I'm awake before the sun. And the reason why, and actually one of the place that I got the headset was the local fuel stop, okay, that the local... Here we call them servos or service stations. It's, you know, I don't know what you call them in America, but it's a petrol station or a gas station. And they sell junk food, and they sell headsets, and they sell phone chargers, and they sell all sorts of other little things, as is their business model. And one thing I noticed as I was walking out the door, right next to the door was the engine oil section, and it prompted me, and I turned around and I turned to the guy who was behind the counter, and I said, by the way, what's the diesel engine oil situation like at the moment? Could you tell me? And he said, yes, it's takes longer to get here, and it comes from further away. And I said, oh, I have a friend who is a mechanic. He's been telling me that the engine oil situation diesel engine oil especially, is getting pretty hard to get. And he said, yes, that's right. So, and this is a, not a particularly big country town. It might have 900 people living in this little country town. That was the journey that I made. And I went to the produce store, and one of my objectives of this trip was to show my horse what a town is, okay? So I went to the store, and they had a laneway on the side of this produce store with a gate, and I knew that, and that's why I went there. And they're friends of mine, and I, you know, they've been here to deliver feed and stuff, and I've seen the horse in their paddock, and I said to them before, don't be surprised if I show up one day with my horse at the produce store. And they said, oh yeah, that'll be fine. So I knew that they would be okay with it. And so I hitched her to a pole, you know, with the gate shut at this produce store. And I loaded her up with a bag of dog food. And, you know, I probably did need the dog food, and I could have got it delivered, but that wasn't the point. The point was to get the horse trained to carry a load long distances again, because I haven't ridden her in about 18 months since my accident, and I wanted to make sure that she would be okay carrying a load for a long distance until, and, you know, maybe once she's done that two or three times, then maybe I might be game enough to attempt to ride her again. You know, once she's had experience of, oh, yeah, a weight gets put on your back and then you've got to go somewhere, you know. But this is it. And she carried that, you know, all the way home. And she was fine, and it was 22 kilograms of dog food. And I don't know how much that is in pounds, but it costs $41 here at the moment. It used to be $36 or $38, and now it's $41, and some places it's $44. So I don't know what the dog food prices are like. And unfortunately, because I was so tired by the time I got to the petrol station, I didn't see what the fuel prices were, and I didn't think to take a photo of it. I just wanted to load up and go home. So I'm sorry I couldn't help you there. It just slipped my mind. But that was what I did, and I did it because I knew that I would need to put her into service at least as a pack horse if I was going to be able to get out of my farm and actually go and get stuff from places. Does that make sense? And that includes, by the way, wild foraging as well as going to town, because I was going to get groceries, but it was late by the time I wanted to go, and the sun was already beginning to set, and I thought, okay, supermarket's out of the question, I'm just going to have to go, because I knew I'd be arriving home well after dark anyway, and I was feeling tired, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm just going to go. But on my way home, I came across a patch of wild melons, okay, and the species is Citrullus latana, and it's the wild watermelon, but it's not like a domestic watermelon that has a lovely pink flesh. The flesh is white and it's bitter, but it can be used as a livestock food. It can be fed to pigs, it can be fed to chickens, and, you know, a horse will even take a nibble of it, although they won't eat much. But it's nutritious, and it's good at killing worms, and it just tastes really awful. You can process it even for human consumption if you know how to do it properly. So it's a good famine food, and it's a good livestock food. And these are the plants.
Yeah, we'll be right.
I can hear music.
Yeah, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And there's a couple things that she said that are worth noting. One, as she mentioned, that the bag of dog food was 22 kilograms. In pounds, that's 48 and a half pounds. Now, why is that significant? Well, dog food is sold in 50-pound bags, 40-pound bags, here in the United States. So maybe the plan was that originally it was 50 pounds worth, but they might have made it a little bit smaller. So it'd be 48 and a half pounds, you know, to mask inflation. That's one thing. But it's interesting to note that a dog food bag is about the same size in the United States and in Australia. That's one thing. Another thing is that Gwyneth walked to town, and she walked beside or in front of her horse. And she was training her horse, which is a really important thing to do, especially as we go down the road to collapse. So her horse is learning how to be a pack horse, and the horse is carrying something that Gwyneth would really have difficulty doing, I believe. As tough as Gwyneth is, walking all those miles and carrying a 50-pound sack of dog food home, you know, for this 25-mile round trip would have been really tough, right? Just walking and leading a horse is tough enough. Next thing is, so why are towns spaced the way they are in the rural parts of the world, Australia and the United States? Well, the average spacing is about what Gwyneth walked, 12 and a half miles to town. It's the same in the United States. So towns are spaced between 10 and 15 miles apart. And the reason for that is that that's about the maximum distance that a person could walk, you know, before automobiles. Because towns showed up before automobiles, right? That's the maximum distance a person could walk or lead a horse or lead a pack horse or ride a horse or ride a wagon, pull by a horse, to town, buy some goods, groceries, supplies, staples, and go back home all in the same day. That's the maximum. So towns are spaced 10 to 15 miles apart, which really means, roughly speaking, that people live within a five-mile radius of the town. That's why they're spaced that way. So, Gwyneth, another thing that you mentioned, you were talking about the Holy Spirit. You might call it an inner voice. You might call it a gut feeling. You might call it the Holy Spirit. And I'm not trying to belittle the point. I'm just saying people might have different terms for the same kind of feeling. Well, I do too. Yeah. I have those feelings. And, you know, you really didn't want to go into town, but this inner voice told you, you got to do it. Well, same thing happened to me within 12 hours or so of it happening to you. Literally. And for us, it was yesterday morning. And I said to our son, actually I said the day before, so it was right at exactly the same time. I said to him, tomorrow morning I'd like you to get some wood. I'd like you to get the trailer ready. We have a 26-foot gooseneck trailer. It was about 100 degrees out. It was going to be hotter yesterday when he was going to go get it. I said, I'd like you to get some wood, and we're going to need about 32,000 pounds of wood. Actually, we got, 32,000 pounds of wood. If you're wondering what that's like, it's roughly 24 feet long, 8 feet wide, and 4 feet high. 24 feet long.
Mm. Wow.
4 feet high, that's 8 feet wide.
That's a lot of wood.
Times 2. Times 2 would be, if you did multiply that, that amount by 2, that's 32,000 pounds. So he got it, and before he left, you know, the roads were hot. I checked the inflation pressure on the trailer and the truck, and I hosed off the radiator, got every single little fly and bug and that was, you know, stuck to the radiator and the transmission cooler, and checked all the fluids. We went over the truck very, very carefully. It wasn't a really long drive. It was probably maybe a 40-mile round trip, maybe a little bit less. And so we got the wood. Now, why did we get the wood? Two reasons, and I'll tell you what they are when we come back. But are you hearing inner voices, gut feelings, the Holy Spirit, and are you paying attention?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Slowing demand and recession fears helped bring the price of oil to below $100 a barrel Tuesday, a turnaround from soaring prices in recent months. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Highland Park Tuesday to push for a federal ban on assault weapons. The Biden administration on Tuesday sued Arizona, saying the state violates federal law by requiring proof of citizenship to vote for president. The Justice Department said Arizona's newly enacted requirement would keep eligible voters from participating in certain federal elections without providing any proof or case studies. The Georgia prosecutor, examining President Trump's efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election, is seeking to compel Rudy Giuliani and Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before the special grand jury next week. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The microwave oven-sized Capstone Pathfinder mission to the moon is experiencing a problem as the probe stopped communicating with NASA shortly after yesterday's successful deployment from Earth's orbit. Capstone is designed to test a unique elliptical orbit around the moon for a planned lunar gateway, a small space station that will allow for a sustained human presence on the moon. If President Biden did nothing at the southern border when he became president, the border wall would be in place and the security of the United States would be intact. As we all know, that was not Biden's goal, as open borders is what he wants. The flow of drugs and human trafficking is in full swing as a result of Biden's policy. Oklahoma Republican Representative Stephanie Bice on Newsmax says Democrats are ignoring the crisis on the southern border.
Yes, I think Democrats have stuck their head in the sand and are ignoring what is truly a crisis at the southern border. 240,000 roughly in the month of May, and that's who we apprehended. And, you know, this administration is really incentivizing illegals to come into the country. And what it's doing is it's actually helping the cartels. The cartels are the ones that are benefiting from all of these migrants crossing into the U.S. If we're going to talk about humanitarian rights, let's have a conversation. But this administration truly doesn't want to talk about it. They would rather focus on other things that they believe are more important, like, you know, the woke left.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
No, there's something
else. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my...
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, why 32,000 pounds of wood? Well, we use wood to heat our farmhouse. And in the book, 5-Minute University, I delineate how much wood it takes to heat a house. And it's a shocker. And some people think they might cut a tree down and they're good to go. Absolutely not. Not where you get weather the way we do here in Missouri. It takes a trailer load of wood to heat a house, probably about maybe around 16,000 pounds. So what's happened here, there were plenty of trees, and people have been cutting them down like crazy. And they're hardwood trees. It takes about 100 years for a hardwood tree to really get fully mature. So maybe they cut them down after 30 years. Well, these are oaks and white oak and red oak and hickory, and they have a lot of BTUs in them. So when they make a board out of a tree or a log, they cut a tree down, they saw it into logs. Logs might be 8 feet long, 10 feet long, 12 feet long, 16 feet long. And they put them through a saw, and the saw has a large blade, and it will rip that log into boards. But then you've got the rounded parts of the tree, the bark. And what the sawmills do is they really don't want all that bark lying around, so they bundle it up into 1,000-pound, 2,000-pound bundles, and they sell it. And the price, since we've had this new regime, has gone up 4X, F-O-U-R, 400%. And the reason is that people are using, they're cooking out because of the price of propane. They want charcoal. They're going back to charcoal. And these trees, the bark is being sold, the slabs of wood are being sold to the sawmill. So instead of selling it to us farmers locally, big corporations are buying all this wood and they're turning it into charcoal for people to barbecue. And, you know, that's one of the unintended consequences of this new regime's policies that are causing people to think that the electric car is the solution, to think that gasoline's bad, diesel's bad, and here we are. So everything you can consider is going up. And just as a side note, if you have considered buying cleaning detergent, like for a dishwasher, that kind of thing, it's getting hard to get. If you've considered buying washing machine powder for an automatic agitator-style old-fashioned washing machine, if you're trying to find that, you'll find that the price has gone up, and it's harder to find. Because the GDP have been buying these new washing machines that require pods. So hard to scoop out from a container of laundry detergent. In our case, they're buckets with plastic lids, like 3-gallon buckets. It must be really hard for the GDP to lift that lid off, get the scoop that's already in the container, and figure out how, that must be the hard part, figuring how much to use and pouring it into the automatic washer and closing the lid. I guess the figuring it out must be the hard part. So to remove that portion of thinking, all you do is throw in one of these pots. It's already figured out for you. You don't have to figure out anything. The only thing is, you're probably using more than you need to, and the cost of the pods is 2 to 3X what it would have cost to use the soap or detergent powder, the old-fashioned stuff, the kind that we use. Everything's broken. Gwenna talked about diesel engine oil. Same thing in Australia. Diesel exhaust fluid, known as AdBlue, in Australia, hard to get. Everything is... I got to tell you, I absolutely despise the people who have voted for this regime. It's killing us. It is absolutely killing us at our farm. We are... And Gwyneth, I know you try to call me, and I'm not by the phone. I am outside.
That's all right.
From... I'm just saying, I'm outside from early in the morning...
Yep.
Until I collapse at dark. I'm working. And,
yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating. Have you had trouble calling me?
Yeah, I have. But I want to say, I'm more or less the same as well. I go up in my paddocks, okay? I've got a smaller farm than you, so it takes me, like, just a few minutes to walk back to the house. So I'll go up in the paddock and I'll put some podcasts on and I'll do about an hour's work and then I'll go back to the house and I'll have a cup of tea for about 10 or 15 minutes and then I'll go back up into the paddocks. And I find that I have to work that way. Otherwise, I will work myself into a state of exhaustion. unless I have a break every hour. I go and I have a cup of tea and a biscuit, and then at lunchtime have lunch, and then at dinner time have, you know, have some dinner. If I don't do that, if I don't train myself or discipline myself to actually work for an hour, then have a rest, I'll find that I'll work for 2 or 3 hours at a stretch, and I will be in a state of exhaustion, and I can't do that, because then it takes me a long time to recover, but I'm fully capable of working for hour after hour after hour after hour after hour. Like, for instance, walking 4 hours into town. And I just get into a rhythm and I don't even think about it anymore. I had the people at the produce store, you know, the little farm, country town farm supply store. They say, how did you walk into town? Because they do my feed deliveries. They know where I live, how far I live out. And I said, it's very simple. You put one foot in front of the other, and then you pick up the other foot, and then you put it in front of the first foot. And you keep doing that over and over and over and over again, and you eventually get to where you're going. And they were amazed that that's how it happens. I don't think they've walked anywhere in their lives, really. My mum and dad had me doing bushwalks. I mean, quite long bushwalks for a little kid of maybe 10 kilometres in an afternoon, just for fun, just for something to do. And that was, you know, from when I was about 4 or 5 or 6 years old. And, you know, they obviously started me out on shorter walks, like maybe 5 or 6 kilometre walk to start with. And we would hike to some attractive spot and sit down and have a picnic lunch, and then we would hike home. And all in all, we might have hiked 5 kilometres, but it would be 2.5 kilometres there and 2.5 kilometres back. And I used to do this every week with my mum. And by the time I was an adolescent, it wasn't 5 kilometres, it was 10 or 15 kilometres. And when I wasn't doing that, I was doing bike rides, and the bike rides were a lot longer. They were up to about 40 kilometres round trips. So I knew that I knew what it was to travel 40 kilometres on my own muscle power in a day, but I'd never walked it. And I will do it again. And at the moment, my muscles are still really, really quite stiff and sore. But I know that within about 3 or 4 days, they'll be fine and they'll actually be stronger. And I'll have to do it again because I bought 2 headsets at the fuel stop, and one of the headsets didn't work. So I'm going to have to return it, which means hiking into town again. And I'll take the horse with me because she's good company and she needs the training and I need the training. And I'll do it again within about probably 4 or 5 days. And I'll probably get some, you know, probably another bag of dog food from the feed store because I always use dog food. Or maybe a sack of grain this time, because the sacks of grain are about 25 kilograms, so it's slightly heavier, and tie that onto her back. So you get a slightly heavier weight and tie it onto her back, and then eventually you get it to where she's carrying 50 kilograms on her back, and that's not too much of a jump from 50 kilograms to 65 kilograms, which is my weight. And once she can do that, with no worries, without spooking, without doing stupid stuff. And, oh, my gosh, did she do stupid stuff? Yes, she did stupid stuff. Town was, she just had her head up and she had her radar ears, and it was like, oh, my gosh, what is this place? I have never seen anything like this in my life. And that, you know, and it was a good thing. And I, like I say, I had her at the produce store because I knew that there was a confined area where she could see what was going on but not be a danger to anyone, you know, and just take it all in. And by the time she'd had about 3/4 of an hour or an hour of just sitting there with the dog food tied to her back to a saddle, on her back, and her head had started to go down, and her ears weren't quite doing the same level of radar. They were still doing the radar thing. That means constantly spinning in every direction, picking up sound, okay, and that's what a horse does when it's paying attention. So, but her head was down a bit, and it was getting dark, and I thought, okay, it's time to go home. But that's how you train a horse to be a pack horse. And once it's a really, really good pack horse, then you can get it into being a riding horse because it actually takes a lot of discipline for a horse to be a pack horse and to be able to take it through town, not to pay attention to anything, not to be spooked. And one of the things that she spooked at was a stupid garden ornament that somebody had in their garden. You get these little windmills, toy windmills that people put in their gardens. Okay, I don't know if you have them in America, but here in Australia...
Yeah, we have stupid people and stupid things in America.
How about these stupid garden ornament?
How about these drivers who will get right close to the horse and buzz you and not think that the horse can get spooked and get somebody killed?
We had that too. We were walking along the country road, and there was a guy sped past us at like about 100 kilometers an hour. It was like about 80 miles per hour, and it had a loud engine. And you know something? She... full on, all 4 feet, leapt straight up in the air and landed about 3 feet to one side and thankfully in the direction of the car. Because if she had jumped into me, I would have gone straight under her.
Okay, we've got a call on the line.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And David in Illinois. Welcome.
Hey, hi. Yeah, how you doing?
Can't help it.
Yeah, can't help it.
Hey, David, I want to thank you for your call the last couple of days. And we were talking about the campsite. And so I've been working with Arjun. He's been working really, really hard. He's got 5-Minute University up and running. And so, class, if you want to see what the campsite looks like, camping here, if you want to see what the farm looks like, just a small portion of the farm, you can go to 5-Minute University. Five is spelled out, F-I-V-E, minuteuniversity.com, all one word. And you'll see several pages. There's the home page. There's a page that says About Me. And if you want to find out a little bit more about Vin Finelli, there's a little bio about all of my failures. And then if you want to click on the blog, that will show you the items that you should consider buying right now. There's 220 items on that list. And then there's a tab that says the farm. And the farm will show you the Natural Farms campsite. Our farm here in Missouri is called Natural Farms. Natural Farms. And you'll see some pictures of the campsite. I'm going to put up some more. But if you want to know what camping would be like here at the farm, that's what it looks like. You won't be able to rent a campsite yet, but we're working with the systems that are available on the Internet to set that up where you can just click and rent the campsite. And then if you click on shop, you can shop the books. Gwyneth's books are there, and Rich's books are there. The Rich's book is there. And so that's what's available at 5MinuteUniversity.com. David, back to you.
Yeah. Hey, here's something real quick. If you get the kids that actually have a watch nowadays, you can teach them how to use that as a compass. So, you know, if they need to. They don't have one. Yeah. It's the opposite, I think, in Gwyneth's area.
Yes, it is.
I think it's the opposite down there, you know. But, yeah, I heard you guys talking about getting supplies and everything. And I got to say, Gwyneth, I know it's hard to go do those trips, but you got to do it. You got to do it. Otherwise, you sit there. Makes you feel better in the end, you know. I mean, I'm dealing with that, too. So, and it's amazing how many people, when they see me loading up my pack, they're like, how do you carry that? I got to get it home. I know when I get home.
Yeah.
I know I did it. I did it. Feel better.
You know, David, here, Here's a point. I literally, at the end of the day, and this is probably going to sound nuts, but if I'm not exhausted, I don't think I did enough. That's kind of one measure. You know, if I've got plenty of energy at the end of the day, I don't think I did what I was supposed to do because I've got some some power left to go, and I didn't use it all up for that day. And I'm not kidding. I don't feel right unless I am exhausted at the end of the day.
When I first stopped driving, I chose to stop driving. We moved and we actually got a blizzard that day, and I knew we needed supplies. I put my park on, put my snow gear. And I walked probably 15 miles and got back with supplies. And I said, hey, but people at the store, nobody was at the store when I got there. Nobody was there. They thought I was nuts, you know. And I said, hey, I brought you some donuts. It's New Year's. I brought you some donuts, you know. And you got it. You do it. You just do it. And if you feel good, you know. And it's hard for me right now with my injury that it's hard for me to try to find ways to do that, and I'm hoping my eyes will get better, but quicker. I hope in a rush, but I got to tell my. She says, "No, don't push it. Don't push it. It'll get there." You know, and it's hard sometimes, but you know. But
I'm
now you were talking about.
I'll tell you what, David.
Just
quickly. There's a book that will give you some inspiration there, and it's got a lot of useful stories in it. One of my favorite authors is Robert Louis Stevenson. Okay. Because he lived in the middle of the 19th century, and it was still kind of within living memory of the 18th century. There were still some really, really old people around that were alive that remembered the 18th century when he was alive. And one of his books that he wrote was called Kidnapped. And it was about the aftermath of the Highland Clearances, which was about 100 years before his time, okay? And one thing that he wrote in his book, Kidnapped, was a story about a blind man, and nobody, you know, if you had a horse, you were really rich back in the day. And this man, he was a blind man, and he apparently didn't have any family. And if he wanted to get somewhere, he hiked to get where he needed to go. People, that means he knew somebody, Robert Louis Stevenson knew somebody who had done that. And if he did that, then you can do it too. Because the only thing that's different is that was the 18th century, we're now in the 21st century.
David, would you like to hold through the break?
Yeah, sure, if you don't mind.
Okay, and you want to talk about supplies as well?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sounds good. Gwyneth and I and David will be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.